Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
We're both fingers deep.
What?
In Monopoly. Oh.
I was like, we're doing Monopoly, but what the fuck does this finger part have to do with it? No, I get you. We are, everyone. There's a cash boost, and like, this shit rules my life, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to get to, I'm so close to hitting 2.3 billion, whatever these things in the top are called. I don't even
Banners.
Know. Banners, okay. And I'm so close, so I'm trying to find all the free dice that I can get, but it seems like I have got them all already.
I don't even know if it's worth it to use my coins just to see if, like, I can do something with them or if I should just wait till I roll over till cash.
But how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
Except the fact that I pulled a muscle in my ab rib area. Because I have not been sleeping well. Do I ever sleep well? No.
No.
But I've specifically been going, like, falling asleep at like 4 a.m. and then waking up at 8. if that.
What's going on, Megan?
I just get... So I keep telling Mons, I was like, I need you to like not fall asleep on the couch. And I also need you to not just be like, I'm going to go to bed. Meet me. Like, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll meet you in bed. Like, you can't let me... You can't... Like, just don't take that for granted. Or be like, nope, we're going to bed now. Like, I need someone to like help me like actually go to bed. And so then I was thinking too, I was like, I need to tire my body out. Mm-hmm. Because... That's how people hate ADHD. That's like how you can actually fucking sleep. And that's how
I can sleep.
Yeah.
Anytime you say something, I'm like, do I have ADHD?
It's by osmosis. But also, like, you're a ADHD is like a distracted and busy mentally, not by choice. But you're also very busy by choice. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You've got all of those things to, like, shut off your brain and your body. But the issue is with POTS, I can't like. Do a bunch of physical stuff and with right. like long COVID. So like that's hard to tire out my body, but we've been, I don't even know, but like basically we had removed the, I'm calling it a water feature, the water feature of the house. Mm-hmm. And there was a big old hole. And this happened while we were like, there was a day where we had guys come and we're moving all of the dirt from the front of the house where they dropped it off to the hole where it needed. Oh, sorry, that's my overalls. To the hole where it needed to go. And then while I was recording the podcast, I guess there were some like lumps and it was pretty uneven and they like brought a tool to kind of flatten it in. And it turns out... I would have probably been like, I don't think we need to do this. We should probably investigate. It's clay. So not all dirt, but just dirt the big,
they brought in.
Not all of it, but just like the big parts that like weren't laying flat that were like kind of lumpy and stuff like were clay. And so they pounded it out. And so then we essentially created a mud slip and slide mm-hmm. and like just a luge. And I realized it because once it dried, I'm like, we're in the Sahara Desert. Like, this is like, there's the deep cracks and shit. So it's clay on top of dirt.
Yeah.
And so I've had to break up all of the clay and to then remove it because otherwise everything's going to die because you can't, it doesn't absorb any water. Mm-hmm. And we had, Mons had like hired those guys to like with the machine push all of this down and flatten it because it was going to rain later that day. And I was like, oh gosh, like we actually made it far worse for the rain because it's just as straight down.
Is this the dirt you got off from somebody giving it away for free?
Yeah. And so like a lot of the dirt in LA, like we have clay in like our dirt here, but it's okay if it's in like larger clumps mixed up. But once you create a long flat surface of it, there's nothing to get in at any point. So like it just lays on top of all of it, like as a barrier. So like there's clay within the dirt, like, and there's clay in the dirt if you just keep digging anywhere here. But it's not in slabs and sheets. So I've had to do that. And I've broke it all up. And then I've also been like taking these like heavy chunks of it and then putting it in like buckets and bins and stuff so we can get rid of it. And so it's, if it rains on that, like whatever, that's fine. It's not going to basically direct it straight to our house. And I moved a little too ferociously and that's how I pulled a muscle.
Was anyone home when this happened?
Well, of course not.
Megan.
I know.
Next time you do something, can you just call me and say, Melissa, come over here?
I'll just video. Wait, I was going to show you. I have like rings.
Like, I'm not going to help
me do it. No, that's fine.
I will sit there with my computer doing other work.
I know. Hey, well, Mons is going out of town soon. I'll figure out what day and you can come hang out.
Well, we have other things to do that day, too.
Well, I think he'll be gone for a couple days.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't remember. I like feel so productive and so great when I do that. And I was pretty good at pacing myself. I was like intermittently taking my betas and all that stuff. So Mots was like quite impressed when he came home. He was like, damn. I was like, yeah, look at me. Just absolutely crushing it. Honey. It's stuck in my fucking head.
It's always stuck in... Well, Tyrant is always stuck in my head.
Which part?
Just the whole song.
Okay. That's impressive.
But that is also... They're all stuck in my song, but mostly it's Tyrant.
Yeah, right?
And then I'm just like, why don't I just turn it on? So then... it's not stuck in my head and I can just keep moving.
Earlier this week, mine was, hello, girls.
Hello, Beyonce.
Like, I just, there's what word did she just recently, or not, just, I say this just recently, on the album, she said one word that I was like, God, the way she says it was just so crispy and clean. I can't remember what it was, but it was in, I think it was in at one of the ones she says at the end of Texas Hold'em, where she's like, spur. You know what I mean? That,
yeah.
I'm trying boots. To remember. Oh, boots. Spur. It was boots. The T, the crisp little T. I could hear her cross the T. I was like, oh, it just tickles my ear in the best way fucking possible. So that's what I've been listening to. But I was also going to tell you that I got Mott's into the show that I knew he would love for so fucking long. And I was so right. And I get to watch him be shocked, bamboozled by this and constantly be like, I had no idea that that's what this show was. And that's what I think is one of the few perks about being in a heterosexual relationship is the moment you get
the
to
few perks.
Whenever you get to introduce your partner to Desperate Housewives.
Amazing.
He had no idea that there was even murder in it.
In the first few seconds.
I know. And he went, he literally audibly went, gasped. And he turned to me, he goes, is that real? And I was like, that's the entire premise of the show, babe. She kills herself and we're trying to figure it out.
When you finish Desperate Housewives, then you need to go to Devious Mates because it's Mark Cherry, for yeah. Same thing, but like same vibes.
After I watched,
because I didn't know it was him, mm-hmm. and I watched like the first five episodes because Allison was like, I can't believe you haven't seen the shows, right up your alley. I start watching and I was like, this feels like Desperate Housewives, but like the next level. And then I saw it was his name and I was like, great. But it's so good as well. But then you, like, there's so many soap stars on.
I was going to say. And then he does, he did Why Women Kill uh-huh. with Leo.
Yep. Who is now on Days of Our uh-huh. Lives. He Crosser. Made his debut last week.
He did. Ugh. Love my boy. I can't remember. I don't think I ever finished Desperate Housewives.
I didn't either. I felt, because it started coming on when I was in high school. And then I was in college. And, you know, when you get in college, like, it's, things kind of just yeah. fall off.
Yeah.
And so the last season I watched was the one with Alfre Woodard was in it. She came in when I think her son was, like, locked in the basement or something.
Oh, I remember that.
And then I don't remember anything after that.
Yeah, I don't remember what I – oh, my God. Bitch, the way that you just said her name and I pulled her up and I went, oh, I know this woman. And yeah, her kid was locked in the basement.
Like, I don't think I ever found out why, yeah, but I remember him being locked in the basement.
Yeah, I don't remember what season I got to. Let's see. There was a lot, but mine was similar. So like it was selling her designer home in Santa Monica for $2.7 million. Congratulations. Desperate Housewives. Okay.
Just look at her IMDb.
Yeah. 2005, 2006. Oh, that's the second season.
Oh, then I definitely got past that.
Yeah.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going.
Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good. You can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Well, there's just so much shit that happens that like I don't always entirely remember. But he's also like so like he's constantly asking questions. He's like, so like what was like the cast drama, the Felicity Huffman stuff? And I was like, babe, you have to remember that like I watched this on like Netflix. Like this was not, I was not a part of like let alone watching this live, no. But I also like was not consuming the pop culture surrounding it live. Like I was a child when this came out. And so I was like trying to look up a lot of this stuff. And I just knew that they didn't like the cast didn't get along. But one of the things that I read was that they all did a cast like a, they did a wrap gift with everyone signed everyone's name except for Felicity Huffman. And I was like, no, Felicity, not Felicity Huffman.
I was going to say, I feel like she was in the,
no, she was, in, she was in the circle.
Yeah.
Susan, God damn it. Terry Hatcher, except for Terry Hatcher. And I was like, oh, there's no mistaking that. That is deep beef then.
So Terry Hatcher, I was a big fan of Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, which was kind of where she got her, I'd say like prime time. She'd been in movies and stuff. And so I was a big fan of hers from that. And so I was happy when she got this show because she hadn't really worked in a while. But then I heard she's a major bitch. And even on Lois and Clark,
yeah, that
she
guy
was a
said-
major bitch, even though Dean Cain is raging Republican.
Oh, I'm
but,
sure.
But he seems like he's very, he seems very nice. Like a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
Like,
what's his name? That Utah man.
You have to be a little bit more specific.
It's not Mitch McConnell, but it sounds like Mitch McConnell. McCain.
Yeah.
John McCain.
John McCain. Yeah.
Yeah. That Republican vibe.
Yes. Yes. And so when I was at UCLA, I had a professor. I think he was a directing. He would have been a directing professor. And he was talking about how he worked on Lois and Clark. And actually, this was the class that Issa Rae came and was in. And it was like awkward black girl. And before she like blew up, yeah. And she wasn't like in the class. She just came to a couple sessions of the class.
Damn.
And so he was talking about how he was on a show that the actress was a major bitch. Mm-hmm. He didn't say bitch, but we all caught the vibe. And he was talking about how like on TV, the directors are just kind of like there. They switch out week to week. Everybody else is like set and know their character, know the characters. But the directors are the ones that are never like fully there.
Mm-hmm.
They change every week. And so he had asked the actress to move a little bit to the left. And then she said, you move the fucking camera to the left instead of her moving. And then Issa raises her hand and goes, was it Terry Hatcher?
Bold. So she's never changed. She's never changed.
And he just like said, I won't say, but we all, and the whole class is like,
it's Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That was like everything I've seen and read on it. It seems intense, and like Mats was saying, he was like Susan just seems like such an odd character. Like he's like, I just like don't understand the archetype. And I was like, this is like Susan walked so Jess from New Girl could run. Like this is the hot adorkable girl, like, oh my god, I'm so clumsy, like what am I doing with my life, like oops. And he was like, really? And I was like, yes, like there you've got like the virgin, which is Brie,
uh-huh.
My fucking queen, the way I love that woman. Then you have the girl boss, mm-hmm. Lynette. Then you have the whore, the Madonna,
mm-hmm.
Gabriella.
Yep.
And then you have to have the adorkable.
Yep.
And I was like, they don't have a manic pixie dream girl right now. But that's also usually a younger woman trope.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to the point where...
which is, I would argue, it becomes Terry Hatcher's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
When she gets older.
And I wanted to tell Mods that, but I was like, I want you to be surprised by this. But he literally immediately was like, I just hate Mary Alice's husband. And he's like, but he hates Mrs. Hoover more. And I was like, oh, you're gonna be so, when your second least favorite character murders your least favorite character, he literally went, oh, thank god, yes. I was like, this is,
oh,
he's just shot, like he's just,
how far are y'all?
We're like deep in, I mean, we're like in the first there, but it's old TV, it's like 22 episodes a season.
Yep.
And because Mats was asking, he's like, is this the season finale? And I was like, no, this is probably the midseason. He's like, we're like pretty deep in. I was like, babe, this is TV from the early 2000s. There's probably 24 episodes. He's like, 22. You were close.
Yeah.
But Mats was like asking, like, who made this? And I was like, who do you think made this? No one write. This was written by a gay man. Like, this is women written by a gay man. And I looked up Mark Cherry and I knew that he had done Why Women Kill. And then I was like, oh, yeah, he also does Devious Maids, which Melissa said we should watch. And I look him up, and the first thing I see is a conservative Republican gay man, but he said Trump was too far. And yes. I was like, this actually checks out.
It
100%.
Checks out some. Yes, same. When I looked him up as well, he also licensed out Desperate Housewives. So there's like 50 different versions. So this man is He never has to write again. After Desperate Housewives, he didn't. Everything else he does after that is just for fun.
Fiscally conservative, socially liberal. Like, that is like, okay. He's like, I would like to marry a man, and I'd also like to have unregulated, obscene amounts of wealth. And it's like, okay. I had a hard time scrolling through his IMDb because I was like, I need to get to one that is not just a translation of Desperate Housewives. I was like, where's the rest? Where's the fucking rest? I was impressed it's just like, what a fun fucking show. Mm-hmm. And like, God, I miss TV that is like five women who are all kind of awful and kind of amazing in the same way. Like,
that's why you're gonna fucking love Devious Maids.
Yeah, like too. I need it back. Like, yeah. I don't need to fucking like, I like make complex characters that you root for, but at the same time, like, they're hard to root for in certain instances and circumstances. But I was very proud of Mons because I was like, damn, you're evolved. Because I asked him, I was like, what do you think about like the characters? And he's like, God, he's like, they're all like a lot. And I was like, yeah, no, they're all like, you know, not necessarily like good people. And I was like, but like, who do you like, what do you think of the husbands? And he goes, well, the husbands are worse. And I was like, I'm so glad that that's immediate. Because like, as women, like, you know that the reason why these women are terrible is because they have these horrible husbands who just pretend to be like, oh, what? Who is me? Like, yep. These, like, they feign this whole innocent act that they married these crazy women and like all of this shit. And he was like, no, these men are like so much fucking worse than all of them. And they're the reason why they're doing X, Y, and Z bad thing. And they're just taking the fall for whatever. And I was like, good job, boy. Yeah. Very good work. But he's like, he really likes Mike Delfino. And I was like, oh, you're in for a treat. But it's so good.
I actually haven't finished the last few episodes of Devious Maids because I don't want it to end. But it's got to end at some point. So I got to finish that. And then I'll revisit Desperate Housewives.
I would love to know from people who've also watched Desperate Housewives, like, not knowing logistically where they filmed the TV show, like, what is the vibe that you get from, like, the location? Because I was, like, trying to figure it out. Because at first I was like, is this supposed to be Connecticut, like, Eagle State? But then they mentioned, like, flying to New York. And right now I went on a Reddit post and it's clear that they, like, didn't, they weren't dropping clues to where it's set. They're just saying everything. Because everyone's saying, based on everything they've said about, like, proximity to other places and how they get there, the only place it could really be is, like, Tulsa. And they're like, I don't think it's fucking set in Tulsa. Like, that's not the point. And it wasn't like they intentionally did it.
It literally could be set, like, not, like, in Tulsa, but, like, it could be in Tulsa. I could see that. Yeah. I could see it in Kansas. Like, the Kansas weather City. Part, I'm the wondering. Weather part. Or I could, even, like, my hometown area, Northwest Arkansas. Like,
but no accents.
A lot of people don't have accents there.
True, but I would think if it's more suburban, you would have more accents. Because, like, less? No?
There's really not. Like, and no. I told you when I was in college, I did a paper on comparing my neighborhood to the characters. And then, like, I broke down people in the neighborhood that it fit. And then that week, they found an old lady's dead body, like, that we used to see walking around the neighborhood all the time. And then one day I pulled into my driveway, and this was when I was in high school, I pulled into my driveway and, like, I saw cops and they came and asked me if I'd seen her. And
I was like, you have never told me the story.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
They're okay. So there's this old lady that lived in my neighborhood. Like, I'd say like 70s, 80s. Uh-huh. She would walk. I would see her on her walks when I was in high school. She went back home. And then like one day there was just cops walking around the neighborhood. And I was like, what's going on? Cops asked me, they're like, hey, have you seen this lady? I said, like, I see her walking around, but like, I haven't seen her recently. And they were like, okay. Then when I'm in college, this would have been like 3 years later, mm-hmm. during my junior year of college, I do a report on comparing people in my neighborhood to people on Desperate Housewives.
It's a great subject.
Yeah. And it was in my communications class, so I did a speech on it. Mm-hmm. And then that week, they find this lady's body in the backyard. That her grandson had buried her back there.
Mark, and then Cherry, I come, was her grandson.
I come to back to class the next day, and everybody's like, is this your neighborhood? And I was
holy,
like, yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay, maybe it could be that area. People were also suggesting like Chicago suburbs.
Too cold.
Yeah. And so my whole thing is that, like, to me, it is so, and not just because we live here. Even when I saw this in high school, I was like, this is California.
I always,
like,
thought it was California.
No, it's California. But I'm curious, yeah. of other people, because like the vibe of it, the houses don't look like California. The landscape is just California. The outfits are California. Like how they talk is California, like all of that. But like the white picket fence on the street, like that's not,
yeah.
California.
Well, we know what lot is filled, I know. On. And they made that lot specifically to be
East Coast usually.
It was like, it's supposed to be just like generic. I went on a tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said it's supposed to be just like generic USA. Like it could be wherever you want it to be.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that Mark Cherry just made it like,
yeah, wherever
where you
USA.
Could, if you want it to be here, then it's here.
Yeah, they call it Eagle State, which I'm like, come up with a different word.
Yeah.
It's just a little odd one. But
Wisteria Lane is great though.
Oh, it's fantastic. And fun fact for anyone who doesn't know, those houses and everything are all still,
yeah.
set up there. You'll see it in other TV shows. But
And they were in other TV shows before, too.
Yeah. But when they're not using them, like, to film in, they need to make use of the space. So the amount of times I've gone to auditions inside the homes on Wisteria Lane, and I'm like, let me open the front door, and like you walk up the stairs and it's like a fucking office building, and you like walk,
a bathroom.
Yeah, no, like, literally, like it is like it is a house. Mm-hmm. There are homes, and it's not like the Gilmore Girls house or whatever, where it's like you have like the exterior and then you walk and it's like a sound stage. It's not a sound. It is a house.
Yes.
And then you get inside the house and there can be like a couch, a fake little kitchen. And then it's like walk upstairs and then you just go upstairs and there's like a little office and a bathroom. And then you're like, I will audition for this pilot right here.
Yep. And some of the exteriors of the house aren't the actual interiors. Yeah. So they film some of the exteriors. Like I'm pretty sure that Bree and what is Terry Hatcher's character's
Susan.
Name? Susan. Bree and Susan's, it's switched. Like the exterior is the interior for the other house.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it's such a cool, I recommend to anybody like tourist things to do in LA. Like studio tours are very cool. Mm-hmm. Like I think they're just so fascinating, especially with the ones like that are like practical, yeah. that are like, oh, this isn't just like cardboard and like a rickety light bulb hanging. Like this is like, they've really created the fantasy of it, mm-hmm. which I just think is like so, so cool. And it like weirdly makes me miss those lots, even though getting to auditions there when they have to have the fucking printed out map and then they highlight and draw and where you need to go.
And
I'm
like,
I'm so bad at it that like all of the guys there know that. And they'd be like, do you want me to pull up the golf cart? And I was like, could you? And then they drive me in the golf cart there because I have gotten lost so many times. Or an actor's leaving and they see you like looking lost. And they were like, I just came from there. Let me take you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking stressful.
When I first moved here and I didn't have any friends yet, I went on all the tours.
Was Sydney Sweeney your tour guide?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah, she's great. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how quickly she got picked up to be an actress from that too. It's impressive. Youngest tour guide in history, they say. Crazy. So what's been new with you?
I've been working on we start filming film at the end of this month.
I forgot, it's spring.
Yeah. So we are breaking it up, actually. We're going to do a short film first.
Oh, smart.
And then finish getting funding, because we're very close to funding for what we need for the full thing, but we're not quite there yet. But there's a lot of grants that we can get as finishing funds that we can't apply for yet.
Smart.
And so, yeah, so we're going to do it as a short. So we'll film for 3 days and then finish it up when we get the rest of the money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Where are you guys? Actually, never mind. Don't say where you're filming.
We're filming at a record studio.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
For the short, but most of it takes place. Like Gabe wrote it specifically so it could be a small footprint. Mm-hmm. Lower budget, so
it's all set in an airplane.
It's mostly set in one location.
Oh, nice. That's exciting.
Yeah.
What are you gonna wear on your first day?
I don't know at this point.
I know,
because
you're
like,
not a heel girl anymore.
I'm in my heart I am, but because the set is going to be so small, it's too loud, and I'm gonna have to be moving around a lot.
Yeah.
So as the EP of the whole thing, so
with your little headset,
I know. So it's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a good time, and we're gonna get it done.
And I am so excited for all of you.
Yeah,
it's gonna be amazing.
I'm excited. We'll be in touch with you about something when we do the feature,
for sure. I'm around. Okay. I'm actually incredibly busy and like super unavailable. Oopsies. Oopsies.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to. And hopefully I got, I did a little sneakeroo, people.
Sneakeroo.
And I, there was a company that is making some things. I won't tell y'all in case it doesn't come through. So I friended some people that work at the company on LinkedIn, asked one person some real and she was spilling the tea on everything. I just said, hi, how do you like working for this? And she spilled tea on everything. And so then she was like, so they were hiring for this one position where not really something I wanted to do, but something that I have experience with, because they wanted somebody that has worked for like a publishing company, mm-hmm. and I've worked for all three big ones, mm-hmm. the top three ones. They wanted somebody that like knows screenplays and scripts. I know all that. They wanted somebody that's worked in production. So I clearly checked all the boxes this job, but I knew I was late applying because there was only LinkedIn. When you apply for jobs, it tells you how many people have already applied. Ugh. So like 100 people had already applied.
Oh my God. SAG, don't do that for auditions. I don't need to know. I don't need to fucking know.
And so, but I knew that I was qualified, but I knew by the time they got to my resume that, that the position would already be filled.
Yeah.
And two, like I didn't want the job anyway. But I applied just so that I could get in because there was another job that I really wanted for this company, but they don't have any postings for it. But I was like, let me just get in front of HR. After I applied, I added the lady that is the head of HR on LinkedIn as well. So this week I got a message from her on LinkedIn saying, hey, we're already filling this position, but I really liked your resume. I also padded my resume to look specifically for the job I actually wanted to.
Yep.
And she's like, I was looking at your resume. I think you would be like a great fit for this other job. And I was like, oh, I would love to see. Can you send me some information on the job? And she sent it to me. And exactly what I want to do. And so she's like, send me some of your writing samples. And so I sent them to her. Now I'm just, she's like, it'll be a quick turnaround. So now I'm just waiting.
I'm happy for you. This Thank is going to be great.
Thank you.
I love it.
Me too. Like,
and you know what the best part is that like you doing this can then also be used as a storyline and something else that you
I
do.
I know. Like, I know.
That is like for a really long time I've like done an outline for it like a bunch. I think I've written like a couple scenes but like never fully fleshed out. I always really wanted there to be a TV show about like young people or in like 20s and 30s in LA. Like we have that in New York, we have mm-hmm. that everywhere else. And everyone that I like, all the jobs I've given them are like such LA fucking yep. jobs. And I'm like, that's one of those writers.
One of my first scripts that I wrote that was, I'm sure, terrible. I haven't gone back. I don't even know if I still have it, but it was about 20s and 30 year olds living in LA, all living in like a house together.
Yeah. Yeah. That was and instead of like them going to like a friend's, like a little hole in the wall coffee shop, they just went to IHOP yeah. like every morning.
Yep. That's that. We went to me and some of my early writing partners went to Mel's Diner.
Yeah. Ugh. I love
Which
it.
Which that makes it so. Yeah. Makes it so iconic LA mm-hmm. doing that.
Oh, so good. Wow. I love this for you. You're girl bossing hard.
Right now, yeah, it feels because I was not feeling good.
No, yeah. I'm gonna like absorb some of this off of yes. you because I'm still at that spot. Like I'm inspired.
Yeah.
I gotta get shit done.
It all is kind of just working out.
Yeah, it's falling into place.
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
Yep.
I love it for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, everybody put your good vibes out.
Yes, please. Please, please, please. Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, I've already heard something, but mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be great. I've got plans.
Big plans. Yeah. And I was going to ask you something, but I'll ask you that one off mic. Anything else?
No. I think that's enough, though.
I think that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Well, we hope you all enjoyed this. See you next Tuesday. And we'll see you again next Tuesday.
You sure will. Goodbye.